Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of this amazing love story that you have towards us, predestined, written out in heaven for us, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for calling us out and into your fellowship and into your kingdom and into this lovely venture of love, this walk, path, way, truth of life and life. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. And thank you for this story here, Lord, for encouragement for each and every one of us. This letter, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Our reading is Philemon, and it's from verse 8 to 17. But sorry, it's long, so I just cut it shorter. And it's just too long to read. But the story is, Philemon is a disciple of Paul. That's why he speaks of him as a brother. And it's recorded in the Bible. He was one of the followers of Paul, so one of the disciples, one of his closely knit. And then he had a slave, Onesimus. And this slave ran away. And according to God's divine plan, Paul met him in prison. And then Paul led him to the Lord. And now he's a brother. Paul tells Philemon, he's my son. And he's sending him back now. And his encouragement is, please accept him now, not as a slave, but accept him as a brother. And just as he's been useful for me, I know he will be useful to you as well. So it's this wonderful understanding, you know, we are transformed. When we come to Jesus and we are not transformed, and the fruits and the giftings and the discipline of staying on the track, developing on schedule is not there, then there's something wrong. Because this is about a life-changing event. When you meet the Lord, your life changes. And then you walk, before you were disobedient and arrogant and done your own thing. But when you come to the Lord, you walk in obedience on the path that He set out for you. And here we can see, I mean, it must have been horrible for Onesimus to want to go back. But we can see here, just as Paul writes to Philemon and says, now take him back willingly, you know, and accept him as a brother willingly, because that's how a Christian acts towards his brother. And so he knows Onesimus must have spoken this out and said, you know, I feel I need to go back. I need to make right. I failed there. Now with the Lord, I can pass. And that's how a Christian acts in it. You know, sometimes you need to go back and sort things out because you didn't do it right. And then you need to get it right. Why? Because you want a testimony of coming to the Lord. And then wherever God has planted you, you have put your roots into the Lord there. And there you let the fragrance of Christ come through your life as a disciple of His, walking in His footsteps. Amen. Because as the Father sent Jesus, so He sent you. The works He done, you shall also do. And He was obedient to the Father. And in fulfilling His calling, His path, staying on His path, so ours is obedient to the Father in Jesus by the leadings of the Holy Spirit to fulfill the good works that laid out for our lives. So be blessed as you love the people around you, make disciples as Paul did, we do that as well, and then encourage them. When you see their vision and purpose starting to come forth in their lives, encourage them to walk the walk, and you have got that backbone because God is with you now. You're not alone, and He started a good work, and He will complete it. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.